The Tech Ed Department has a unique project going on under the direction of educator Doug Eichmann. They're building a house. Yes, the students are helping to build a house south of Medford. In this part of our story, we're visited by two of the students working on that housing project. My guests are two of the students involved in the construction project just south of Medford, Hunter Drozda and Hank Crass. Both of these gentlemen are seniors. So, Hunter, let me begin with you. Can you describe some of the hands-on things you have done in the construction process of this building?
Yeah, so pretty much ever since we very first started, Mr. Eichmann's been putting us on, started framing up the walls right away. After that, doing the top plating, all the sheathing, all that stuff, and we get to work with all the power tools and all that stuff. We got all new equipment this year, too, which kind of helps with all that stuff. But it's been kind of nonstop with putting up the halls, framing everything up. There's always stuff to do, I guess, stuff like that.
Hank, what about you? What are some of the things you've worked on hands-on?
Framing the walls there. It's just nice to be able to work with your friends, get to talk to them while you're working, and you guys get to work together. Framing the walls, putting the top plates on. We all pretty much do the same thing, just work together on it. And
Hank, let me ask you, because sometimes you get into a project and make assumptions about it. What have you learned about this project that maybe you didn't know going in?
I worked construction over the summer, so I kind of knew quite a bit on what was going on there, but there's a lot of stuff that you do get to learn with this class, because that first week we got taught everything about how the walls get put together and what's the purpose and where the load bearing stuff is, which is just nice to know when you're building it, so you know why that's getting put in there.
That's important, isn't it, Hunter? Not only the how, but why we're doing this way, correct?
Yeah, like Hank said, we took those first couple weeks when the school started. Mr. Eichmann kind of gave us all a lesson on how everything's going to be put up before we just go out there and start doing all this stuff before anyone really knew anything. We took that couple weeks there to learn on how, and like you said, why it's important to have all that stuff up.
Hank, is there an aspect of this that you've really enjoyed, a part of it that you really like?
I guess I just really like framing the walls up. It's pretty easy, and it's just... it goes by quick if you have more guys doing it. So that's just one nice thing when you get to frame. But there's some stuff that takes a little longer.
What about you, Hunter? What have you really enjoyed about this experience?
I guess for me, what I've enjoyed is I wouldn't say I like doing more things than others. I think for me, when Mr. Eichmann assigns me or some other guys one job and we complete it the right way, I like the feeling that when it's fully done and you can move on to the next thing, that's what I like about it.
So you both are getting job satisfaction, yes?
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah. Hunter, are you looking to go into a related field once you graduate, because you're both seniors, construction, plumbing, electrician, anything like that?
Yes, I do. Currently, right now, I work for Kramer's, so after high school, I plan on going to Eau Claire to get my HVAC certification, and then coming back, and then start my plumbing apprenticeship through Kramer. So.
Wonderful.
Yep.
You got a plan.
Yeah, I do. I got a plan.
What about you, Hank? Do you think you might want to go into this type of work?
Yeah, I think I want to go into construction after high school. I'm not really sure, residential or commercial, but that's definitely my plan on what I'm going to do after school.
Hunter, would you recommend this course to other juniors, underclassmen?
Oh, for sure.
Would be eligible?
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely say once you're a freshman, even eighth grade, when you want to start planning. When I was in eighth grade, I knew this is what I wanted to do. I knew... I want to take all the woods classes I could, all the metals classes, so I got on that instantly, and I definitely think if you want to go into the trades or anything like that, I would very highly consider going into the tech ed classes in high school.
What about you, Hank?
Yeah, definitely for some of the guys that aren't too thrilled on sitting in class. You get out of school, you get to learn more, and then, like he said, working through high school, all three of your other years, you get to pretty much build up to this class.
Once again, my guests, Hunter Drozda and Hank Crass, they are both seniors. They are working on the construction project. They are building a house south of town under the direction of educator Doug Eichmann. Thanks so much for coming in, gentlemen, and best of luck.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.